When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform, you know, to raise awareness, to wake people up about NPD, the other side, the perspective of a diagnosed narcissist. Get more people into therapy, like myself. Been in therapy for 4 years, pumping strong, y'all. You know, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissists take credit for your success and also blame you for their failures. Yep. I just, like I said, I was reading through my comments saying this idea is inspired from a comment on my YouTube channel, y'all. I was going to my YouTube. I try to respond to as many comments as I can on there. Saw a comment, said, "Hey, can you do a video on this?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. I can do that. I mean, I can definitely do that today. It's just a simple video to do." I'm gonna hop on that right now. So, a narcissistic person, yeah, we like to get credit for everything. Like, yeah, we like to humble people around us. Like, when you're celebrating your achievements, like with a narcissist, right? If you're with a narcissist and you accomplish some major goal, like, this is, I know there's other goals, y'all. You know, so I know there's other goals that you can hit, the other goals that you can do, and things like that. So, talking about school graduations is the easiest thing, y'all. It really just is. So, there you go right there. So, let me get this out of the way, y'all. So many people keep watching my YouTube videos and see me hold my little mic. I like holding my mic. I like holding my microphone. I have I have a blue Yeti mic. I have two blue Yeti mics. I like my little microphone. I like holding it. Shut the hell up. Like, dear Lord. Hey, you make it, you know you can clip the microphone to your shirt, right? Yeah, stupid. I know I can clip my fucking microphone to my shirt. Shut the hell up. Like, I don't nitpick stuff. Like, dear God. I know I can clip my microphone to my shirt. The clip is right here. Like, dear, are y'all that fucking bored that you got to point out my little microphone? Like, I like holding it. I can clip it to my shirt. I can clip it to my hair. I can do that. Shut the hell up. Y'all weird. You know, I'm about to make my mask clip online on you today. Little weirdos. Okay, I'm back. But yeah, this is, say you graduate from school and things like that, y'all. And then let's say you graduate from school and then you celebrated your graduation. Guess what? The narcissist is going to kick into play and come out of nowhere and say, "Hey, look, y'all. Hey, look, guys. We graduated from school today." "We? How did we graduate? I got my master's." "No, you did. You wouldn't have got it if I wouldn't have drove you to school. You wouldn't have got it if I wouldn't have helped pay some extra bills around the house. You wouldn't have got it if I wouldn't have helped you study and clear your schedule out." So they'll take credit for the little stuff, y'all. Just to bring you down a notch, to make you seem like you're not as smart as you think you are. You're not as hardworking as you think you are, y'all. Sorry for that little outburst early, y'all. It's early. People get on the line and start reading comments and try to respond to them. And people just, you know, I just nitpick stuff. Like, get on my damn nerves. I know people, and I was gonna start this video over and just leave that part out. But no, y'all told y'all I'm still a narcissist. Y'all get to see the narcissism pop out every once in a while. Y'all need to see it. Y'all just like, is there hope for narcissism? You see me outburst. You see the outburst. Like, that'll do it. You ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to start holding my mic in the camera now just to annoy y'all more. In my podcast, y'all can't see it. But, yeah, I got my little mic in my hand. Y'all see me doing my videos with this little mic. It just makes it easier to connect to my phone. People, you can hold it after you, man. Okay. But, yeah, back to the point at hand, y'all. So, in this situation right here, like, yeah, they're going to take credit for the things that you do. Because that helps them be a part of your celebration. That helps them bring down bring you down to earth. That helps knock you off a pedestal. Because they're gonna take credit for the stuff that you do. Because it makes you seem like you're not as good as you are. You're nothing. Look, you're nothing without us. You wouldn't succeed if it wasn't for us, right? You didn't get the master's degree before us. You got it with us. You didn't graduate from college before us. You did it with us. You didn't get that good job before us. You got it with us, right? So we are the catalyst to you succeeding, correct? Does it not make sense? That makes sense, doesn't it? You know what I mean? That makes sense, right? That makes sense, correct? You know what I mean? So that's how it goes right there. So when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, y'all, I just feel like, understand, if you're going to stay in a relationship with that type of person, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. If you push back on it, you're like, no, you didn't help me do that. Get ready for an argument. Get ready for them to ruin your day of celebration. Because they'll do that a lot, too. They'll go to your graduation and pout and make a scene at your graduation and things like that. Make a scene at your victory dinner or something. Whatever the celebration is, your birthday party, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, they're gonna make a scene there and hurt your feelings, break your heart, and things like that. So a lot of people in situations like this, that's what you have to deal with. But then on the other end of the spectrum, a narcissist, like when they succeed, it's all about us, you know. When a narcissist succeeds and hits a goal or graduates, it's all about us. We put the work in. We did it ourselves. Nobody else is going to get credit for helping us do what we did, helping us accomplish what we've accomplished, and things like that. You know what I mean? So when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, that's the joy of it right there. That's what you have to deal with. I'm just telling you. That's what you have to deal with. This is part of your life now. If you choose to stay in a relationship like this, because so many people want to fix narcissists, so many people want to stay in a relationship with narcissists and whatnot, and trying to get them help because you're so caring, you're an empath, and this is that. Everybody wants to fix other people, but then you hear that part right there, you get to that crux of it, and then you get hurt. You do. You just do. This is what you're in for. They're going to take credit for the stuff that you do, and you won't get credit for the stuff that they do. I built this myself with no help. I'm self-made. You know what I mean? But you can't be self-made if you're with a narcissist, because you didn't make do it yourself, did you? You had me around. You had that narcissist or the toxic person around, correct? You know, your business, when it took off, did your business take off before me? It didn't. So it took off because of me, right? I inspired you. I'm your inspiration. I'm your muse. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes. Like, I'm just telling you, if you stay in relationships like this, this is your future. You're going to have to just, what are you going to do? You're going to argue with them about taking credit? Some people, you know, so that way you end up, I don't got an article pressed. Good news. I got an article that just went live today, y'all. I'm thankful for that. So I had some bad news, some stupid comments when I get on here, but I get some good news by the end of it. I'm going to stop reading comments when I get on here, y'all, because that irritates me. See, I'll see what I go through. Nobody, people just won't be happy. You giving us some good information on narcissists, but you're holding your mic. But yeah, so that's what you deal with. That's what I deal with on a daily basis, y'all. And no, y'all are not taking credit for my platform. I did this. I built my platform myself. Me, my own, my precious. It sounds like Smeagol, don't it? From the Lord of the Rings. But no, I'm thankful for y'all. Y'all help. This platform doesn't exist without y'all. So I understand that y'all are part of this. We are all together in a unit like this. This is a platform of, you know, togetherness, the healing. This is a healing journey. I'm not healing. I'm getting therapy, trying to get better, trying to work on it. I'm working on trying to heal and things like that. But yeah, what's it? I don't. There's no cure. Let me go in purpose. Let me end this statement by saying there is no cure for narcissistic personality disorder. I'm just working on being altering my behaviors and being a better person overall. But yeah. But if you're dealing with a narcissist, y'all, they're going, like, if a narcissist fails, like I said, we won't give you credit for helping us succeed. But if we fail, you go get all the damn blame. If we succeed, you get none of the credit. But if we fail, you get every bit of the blame. You do. Point blank, period. End of story. I can concentrate. If I fail a test, if I fail a final exam, or I don't do as good as my finals as I'm supposed to, oh, that's your fault. You kept me up late at night trying to argue about stupid stuff. You know, if I don't get the job promotion, oh my goodness, I couldn't work harder. I was late a couple times because of you. You know, blaming the kids, everybody else. It's not just the wife or the husband or whatever, whoever around. It becomes the kids. So if it's your parents will blame you for holding them. Like, if you're a son or a daughter of a narcissist, your parents will blame you for holding them back for achieving their goals and dreams. Like, I would have been, you know, I'd have flew across the country. I'd have joined the Marines or military or something like that. If I ain't had y'all kids when I was young and dumb, I could have did so much more in my life. Y'all held me back. Being a parent was the worst decision I made in my life because it held me back from doing stuff I'm supposed to. Y'all set me back years. I'm supposed to be here. the position I'm in right now, I was supposed to be here 10 years ago, but I had to be a parent. I had to be a husband. I had to be a wife. I'm supposed to be here. They'll blame you for holding them back, y'all. So you, like I said, for with a narcissist, you get none of the credit, but a lot of the blame. They just are. They're going to blame you for a lot of stuff. So again, you become their emotional punching bag. You become their emotional outlet. So if you stick around for the long term, if you stay in a relationship like this, if you stay in a relationship like this, this is your future. It just is. You know what I mean? This is your future. It just is. So yeah, people want me to keep it real or whatnot. You see the outburst I had at the beginning. That's how it's going to go right there. This is your future. This is. Everybody's like, why is your wife stay around, Lee? Why is your wife stay around? Because I've been working on myself, y'all. Do I still have outbursts? Yes, every once in a while. I am not perfect. I'm a human being. You know what I mean? I'm still a narcissist. I tell y'all this all the time. But people want to lay the cure on me. He's a narcissist in recovery. I've never said those words before. Anyways, y'all, I got frustrated this episode, y'all. I'm going to bring y'all some better heat tomorrow. I promise, promise, promise. Like and subscribe for more. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And y'all, thank y'all my podcast. Sorry about that, y'all. I get frustrated reading some of these damn comments. I get online and people just all talking stupid. Like, there's a picture. It's a random profile up here talking junk about me. And they have a profile picture of Donald Trump. Like, how weird are you? Like, get the hell out of here. You insult me, but you got a picture of Donald Trump as your profile picture. Like, shut up. Weirdos. You know what my biggest flex is? I'm going to put a picture of Donald Trump in my profile picture. That's a flex. It's the biggest flex of my life. Facts over feelings, bro. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental health is out. Peace.